It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 2nd.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's word is forfend, spelled F-O-R-F-E-N-D. Forfend is a verb. It's used in contexts relating to some kind of real or pretended danger or other unpleasantness. In humorous and ironic use, forfend typically appears in the phrase heaven forfend, and, like heaven forbid, expresses a usually ironic desire that something not happen or be done. In general use, if you forfend something unwanted or undesirable, you ward it off or prevent it. And if you forfend yourself from or against something, you protect or preserve yourself from it. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Republic by Scott W. Stern. Cigarette companies financed armies of letter and op-ed writers, think tank reports, and expert testimony promoting the return of DDT. Big Tobacco fought for the return of DDT, Conis argues, because the pesticide made for such a helpful scientific parable, one that, told just right, illustrated the problem of government regulation of private industry gone wrong. It was private companies and not politicians, or, heaven forfend, the people who should decide what products should be produced and how. The word forfend is unusual in that its most commonly used sense is considered archaic, meaning it survives in English chiefly in specialized uses. When forfend was first used in the 14th century, it meant to forbid. It still does, but only in phrases like heaven forfend or God forfend that have an exaggeratedly old-timey ring to them. The use is also typically humorous and or ironic. Put another way, substituting forfend for the word forbid in any other context would sound strange, as in, students are forfended from using cell phones in the classroom. Other senses of forfend, including to protect or preserve and to ward off or prevent, are current, though much less common. The fend part of the word comes from the same Latin source as the word defend. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.